Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was designed to and created with you in mind, a show that moves you from where you are to where you want to be. And we have everyday people that come on the show and tell us that proverbial question, the answer to that question, how did you get here? Of course, we've got our wonderful co-hosts, Niles and KJ.
Hey, hello.
So we're getting through this, yeah?
Yes, we are. So always and forever.
Absolutely. Coming up on the show, we've got a guest that is really near and dear to my heart, and I'm trying to be unbiased, but she's someone that I've literally seen become an overnight success, and you'll hear more about her story. But before we get started, I just kind of want Niles to recap that principle of truth that he did last week. Would you please?
Yes, I will. Last week, we talked about the truth setting you free, and the only truth is in God. You know, so that's the difference between, oh, one of our principles today, right and wrong. But how do you get the right and wrong? You know, and just using the Holy Spirit to teach and guide you in an area that you've been dealing with. You know, that's what truth is good for. It helps you to expand. It gives you different perspective. It, you know, shows you what you may need to cut off or what you may need to improve on. So let's not always look for positive vibes or our friends to pat us on the back, because sometimes we need the truth as it is. That way it will hit your soul and penetrate through, so you know what to change and you know what to do.
Absolutely.
That was a rhyme. Know what to change and you know doing all that stuff. So, yeah.
Don't you just love the way he brings?
Yeah.
Well, you know, to piggyback off of what you were talking about last week, I just kind of wanted to talk about, you know, doing the right thing versus doing good. And I've mentioned this a little bit last year in our talking, but for all intents and purposes, since we know the elephant in the room is staring us in the face, right? It is the right thing, okay? When you think of right or righteousness, I want you to kind of think about God, because that is his very nature. It's really imperative that your thinking, your feeling, your speaking, and your behavior lines up with him, lines up with his way of doing things, which ultimately is righteousness, being in right alignment, good standing or right standing, excuse me, with God. Case in point. We've all known, right, that when you are committed, like we are committed to this kingdom, we're committed to reading the scriptures, we're committed to living the life that we're supposed to be living, we can kind of get bogged down in doing a good thing versus a right thing. So the devil doesn't really come at us to say, do bad or good. He says, no, I want to move you out of the realm of doing what's right and put you into what's good and you feel good. So you got to kind of be careful with that. Now, the example that came to mind was racism in America. And I don't want to beat a dead horse, but right now, guys, and I kind of said this, you know, before we came on the air, this is a time that I have never seen in my life. I've not. We've been doing good all the way up until now. People have been kind of, you know, quasi-respectful of each other. You know, this is your property. This is what you do. But when you're doing the right thing, you want to think about inclusivity. You want to think about the right thing. It's the right thing to do to kind of tear down laws of systemic racism. And I say laws because there are kind of things that are on the book right now, the books right now that would blow your mind. So in taking all of this in, concentrate when you're thinking about doing what's right, that feeling, your speaking, your behavior, all of those need to line up with what God says is right, not what Tanji or anyone else says was the right thing to do. So what's your take, guys, on when you're doing what's right? We know right. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say right from wrong, because again, right from good is what we're kind of, focusing on. We can do good things, but in that rightness, you're going to have an abundance of life that comes forth.
Yeah. How I look at that is, I think it comes from the heart. It stems from the heart. And when the heart is in the right place, which should be directed towards God, which he is the ultimate, image of good, then you're good. You're going in the right direction. I think when it comes to doing good, it could be based on being subjective, which could be based on circumstance and, other variables. God is the definition of good once again. So you need to make sure that you're in tune with him. And that ain't always easy. Like, we say that over and over again, but like, not just having to deal with the constant reminders, but even when you're reminded, like I say, you still need to make sure that your heart is in the right place. And even the person who is reminding you, like, you can always do lip service, but when it comes from that core, that special place, that is connected to, divine power, then you have something to stand on. But I think sometimes it's difficult. Like, we're blurring the lines of good and right. Even when you mentioned the principle, I was like, good and right. Like, you can do a lot with that, because people can say, oh, well, it seemed like the right thing to do in this situation, So that's why you need to make sure that you're in tune with the creator.
It's crazy, crazy to think, because this morning, like an hour before we had a little prep for the show, I was looking at beginning of Proverbs, and to understand Proverbs, that's like the mindset of God. So this is how God thinks. This is how we analyze the situations, and right, doing what's right is uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable.
It's a challenge. Yeah.
And because with right, it's like you're not doing it for the short term. Either. Mm-mm. It's long term. Yeah. It's like, this donut is going to be really good right now.
Right.
But if my goal is to be fit, I need to eat this. Right. Maybe I can space out a donut like every once a month, but my main diet has to be this. Okay. So it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. So it's like, eat the glazed donut instead of the chocolate covered donut, because the chocolate covered donut has a bit more sugar and it's gonna work against you. That's not what you're saying, KJ?
No, he just put the script on me. I wasn't ready for that.
I know.
I mean, that's one way to look at it. I mean, eating something that's lower calories.
Yeah.
But instead of just like
Diet Sprite or regular Sprite, okay?
Okay.
But you know what, and back to like the whole racism part, I think we've gotten very politically correct whenever we talk about issues, whether it's the media, celebrities, they say like, oh, this is what I should say. They walk around the question instead of like, okay, let me tackle this question head on. Because there are other incentives that and backlash that may come for just doing what's right.
It's self-preservation, what you said.
Yeah. It's like, why is the truth uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like, I said this like on the other shows before, but it's like, who wants to change? Like, it's like, who wants the world to change? Everybody said, yeah, I want the world to change. All right, now, who wants to change?
Yeah.
But they don't know that. They don't know that to change the world, you got to change yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's lip service until you actually, start to march and, work through everything.
Yep. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It reminds me, last week, I went to a march. I did. I did. I stood out there and I clapped my hands and I was, of course, with my mask and I'm about 6 feet, you know, apart from the others. But to look around, and I mentioned this before the show, but to look around and see all of those people who didn't look like me, but they were not there for a political statement. I just, you just, you know, you just don't stand outside in 99 degree weather for a political statement. You don't. Either you are serious about what you're doing or you're not. And I remember looking to my left and telling the gentleman, thank you. And he says, but you don't have to thank me. And I'm thinking, yes, I do. He says, no, this is the right thing to do. How about that? How about that? He didn't say, this is a good thing that we're doing. He says, this is the right thing to do. As if he knew the difference immediately between right and good. I said, okay. Okay. So this principle really does work. I was just saying that it was a different experience, that's all. I had not experienced anything like that before.
That's a beautiful thing. I mean,
yeah,
it can seem like a huge hurdle to other people's eyes, like, oh my gosh, doing the right thing is just like so much weight to it. But when you actually step into it, you're like, wait a minute, whoa, why haven't I been doing this the whole time?
Bingo.
And you take little steps, and you're flying.
That's it. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think through these times, it's just showing us to really like evaluate and get intact with our hearts. Amen. You know, and our actions, and our actions for the most part, like show where our hearts are. You know, because in the Bible, they talk about heart a lot, not just mind, but heart.
Mm-hmm.
The posture of it.
Absolutely. Good analogy. Thank you, good man.
You get a gold star. You get a gold star.
Thumbs up right there. You're doing that?
Yeah.
You know, I look at that too and I'm like, okay.
Like I said, I'm new to the Zoom thing. I appreciate that thumbs up. I feel good about myself. Thank you.
Technology is nice and it's fun, but guys, I don't even know how to check my voicemail on my new Samsung. I kid you not. I'm having to Google everything. Why is that? Why is that?
Takes practice. Gotta.
You really have to keep up.
I just press buttons until I figure it out.
Really?
Yeah. That's how I did it when I was younger. I'm like, oh, that erased everything. I'll try again.
That's how I am with putting stuff together. Like I don't read the directions, I just assimilate it until it works.
It
works every time, that's why.
But the manual is the mind of the manufacturer, right?
I can see it.
I bet you know how many functions of what you put together. Maybe, what, 5, maybe 6 out of 100? Okay, I'm just saying. Wow.
Yeah. It's intuitive sometimes. Like when you're assimilating and putting things together, it's just natural. You know, it's like the chest bone is connected to the thigh bone. You know, it just sounds right, you know?
Building something without the manual is kind of like, oh, I'm making a bed, but you get like a lamp instead at the end. It's like that's what kind of it's like when you're not building with the instructions.
When you're not doing it, absolutely. Yeah. When you're not doing the right thing.
Look at the manual.
It works every time for me without the manual, you know. And I'm just like, you know, I don't need this stuff, you know. In this particular instance, the manual is God.
You know what? Amen. All right.
he's the manufacturer that you're speaking of.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Who better than him to go and ask him, what did you create me for? Why am I here? What can I do? You know, who better than him? Absolutely. Yeah.
He's the doctor, the mechanic. He's the manufacturer.
Oh,
he got it all. If you're missing a piece, he'll send you a screw, you know? Put it together, you know?
I love it. Thank you so very much for sharing, Niles.
For sure. So next we have entertainment, right? We have entertainment, KJ, right? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now.
Oh my gosh. So much.
Let's talk about, all right, let's talk about moderation. Okay. Let's talk about the art of being gradual. And the reason why I say this is because recently when I've been going out, I've seen a lot of people and also in clusters, and I would say like 50% are wearing masks, 50% are not. But like recently, within the past week, we've had a spike of what, 2,000 plus cases in California.
Yes.
So like, we have to adjust to the times and do like the best we can in these circumstances. But also like, maybe we need that reminder. Hopefully it doesn't go back to like how it was before, but let's be like responsible, you know, with how we introduce ourselves back into this new way of living. Okay. If it's even a new way, if you're not wearing a mask or not, but like, it's still going on. It's still prevalent. Let's just try to keep our eyes open and be cognizant of what's, you know, going on. Cause yeah, it's still out there and cases are still jumping, you know, especially with the protests and everything that are going on. Wow. Like, it's like, you're just clustering together and, you know, you don't know who has what, and yeah, you can be asymptomatic. So let's remember what's going on.
Absolutely. I'm actually going to take a test on Friday. I'm glad you mentioned that too, because I was out there and I was thinking about the 14-day incubation, but I think it'll be wise to just go ahead because I don't have any symptoms, just, you know, for my own sake. I don't want to be around someone and infect them, God forbid. So absolutely. Good stuff.
There's also a lot of misinformation being spread around too. And so that's why there's so much discrepancy between wearing a mask and not wearing a mask.
Yeah, that too.
So it's
some people think it's a hoax. You know, some people think it's a conspiracy theory and all that. So, you know, there's a reason for everything.
Absolutely. I can say this, though. Honestly, medically, it's not a hoax. Please wear your mask. Please do everything that you were doing when the CDC said, wash your hands for 20 minutes, singing
ladies and gentlemen, birthday song. She's a doctor.
How can it be a hoax, though? I'm trying to understand that mentality. How can it be a hoax if you actually have multiple people who die from it and who have been impacted by it? You know, I was speaking to someone yesterday. She was like, I don't care about that bad stuff. Like, it's a hoax and it's not real. And I'm like,
another conversation now.
What are people responding to then? But
that's a conversation for a different day. That's a conversation.
But one that really does need to be had seriously, because you don't want people to have that, you know, that preconceived idea that it's not, you know, it can't happen to me, because it can. It really can. And you want to be careful. Mm-hmm.
We are not invincible.
No, we're not. Absolutely not.
Unless you're Superman.
And so he's Kryptonite, right?
Yeah, it's Kryptonite.
Yeah, he is Kryptonite.
Batman.
Batman.
He has no weakness.
But he doesn't have his license. If you notice, he never drives his car. It's automated. And it's driven for him. It's a machine. So he doesn't have his license. That's a flaw.
Okay. Thank you. Where do you go from there?
I'm not going to even try to like debate this right now, but
because it's deep. It's deep. You got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? It's deep.
Okay. It's deep. All right.
Why doesn't Batman have a license? Okay.
Thank you, Niles, for sharing.
That's it. And then also, a lot of what we're seeing right now, like with protests and so on. I know you and I, KJ, we were talking about this the other day when it comes to activism, and we were making it seem like, does it have an image? Does it look like this or that? Like, there are other, you know, ways and platforms to, you know, show, you know, your beliefs or like, you know, what you're pushing for and fighting for. And I mentioned this earlier, Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte, they were like on the forefront of that through their art and so on. So it doesn't have a particular image. There's so many different ways to show, you know, whatever you're pushing for and fighting for.
It's like love. Love has so many different ways of showing itself.
Exactly.
And if you mind sharing a conversation with everybody, like, we're finally, like, grieve with everything that's going on. Yes, we support. But I don't want to just post and then just be like, oh, okay, I did my job.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to post. And I don't want to not post and it comes out to be like, oh, we don't support. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right.
There are different ways to do it. Yeah. That's probably not, that's not my way.
So, yeah,
like, for me, I write.
That's what I was going to ask.
That's my. And okay. So, like, some people, they sing. Some people, they dance. Yeah. Like, there are different ways of coping or just expressing how you feel.
Yeah.
It's like, why are we so impacted by songs? And we have
that's
different
true. Music.
Like, why could you pick up a book when you were 5 and pick it up again when you're 15 and it means something totally different?
Yeah.
For instance, life has a way of making it just turn for you, buddy. It does. Yep. Just live a little longer.
Yep.
Absolutely. I used to tell my son all the time, Dryon, you know what? One day you're going to have a son that's going to treat you just the way you treated me. And now he has a 2-year-old that treats him just the way he treats me. He treated me. Life experience has a way. It has a funny way of doing that to you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah. What are the ways that you could maybe suggest, guys? And I say this because, you know, I don't want to keep harping that I'm a little older than you. Just a little older.
Once.
And yeah, we're around the same age.
We're around the same age. And yeah. You'll be able to reach someone that, you know, ordinarily wouldn't listen to me. So if you've got someone sitting up in their room and they're, you know, they're about to be depressed out of their minds because of everything that's going on, and they want to be a part of it and tell the, you know, the world that, hey, I'm a part of what's going on. I'm for it. How would you suggest someone, I mean, just suggest that they lend a voice or lend a hand in what, you know, is going on?
I think it depends on their interest. I think it depends on their vehicle of art, you know, because I can't sit there. What'd you say?
What if you're not artistic? What if you're not like...
I mean, anything can be looked at as art, though. Like, whatever your interest may be, you know, and then you make it an art because you become that good at it or that, you know, invested in it to the point where, you know, you are very proficient in it. So whatever it may be, like, hone in on that thing and then find a voice in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can't tell Tunji how to be an actor, you know what I'm saying? Or people can't tell us how to do certain things that we're not interested in, that we don't do. So we can talk about the interest, and then from there, they'll find a way to create and express themselves.
Wonderful.
Quirk.
Yeah. But like I said, art is subjective as well. I don't mean just like artistic endeavors. I mean, like, art can be, basketball is an art.
It is.
You know, if you're good enough at it, football can be an art. So whatever you do and that you're good at, that's your art. That's your craft. Learn how to use it in a way that elevates the world around you.
That's good. What say you?
Find the power in it.
I love it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Niles. Yeah. What's the UKJ? How do you tell someone 21, 19 years old that says, man, I can't get out there and march. I can't protest. You know, my mom or dad just, you know, they're just really not with that. But I want people to know that I'm down for the cause. How can they be expressive and not post on social media or not go and march? What would you suggest? And just a suggestion. For someone that may be listening,
maybe just start having that conversation with your with your parents. Because like you said, why I can't have this, I can't do this, I can't do this. I mean, you can, but like it's the right thing. It's not. It doesn't feel good, but it's the right thing to do. You know,
what to have that conversation?
I mean, to have that conversation, it's the right thing to do. Just to have that conversation.
Okay.
In the moment, you're just like, this doesn't feel good. I'm about to throw up. My stomach's in knots. Like, my chest is ripping right now to have this conversation.
But, you're giving me chill bumps.
I mean, yeah. if you don't want to go outside because of COVID, if you don't want to do anything else, and if you're not in the social media or anything, I mean, just like talk to the people in your home. Open the window. Talk to your neighbor. I don't know. But I'll just say, just talk.
Just begin something, right? Begin to do something if it's nothing but talking.
I always say this, your first initial thought always, that's what you really want to do. That's what you really want to do. Like, if your first thought is like, I want to yell, like, go ahead and yell.
Right.
the reason why we don't want to yell is because like people are around us right now. You don't want to embarrass yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just like acting now. It's like your first instinct when you like do a scene. Yeah, that's exactly how it is. Like, oh, I don't want to do it because like my sister's like right over there and I don't want to scare her. Oh no. But yeah, I would say like your first instinct is most likely what you should do.
Okay, that's good stuff. Absolutely. Because I'm sure there is someone that may be listening or maybe watching that want, you know, to be a part of it, but just don't know how. And you're saying the first thing to do is have a conversation. Yeah?
Just talk to somebody.
Okay. You know? Okay. Yeah.
And don't be afraid to just throw yourself out there. Mm-hmm. You know, don't get embarrassed. Like, vulnerability breeds so many great things.
Yes. It does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? Wow, good stuff. Thank you, guys. That's good, really good stuff. And if you're listening and you're wondering, you know, how can I stay abreast with what Niles and KJ are saying, then, hey, at niles.pinkley, right?
niles.pinkley.
Yeah, and then KJ?
KJ Powell _99.
Absolutely. So let's have that conversation for those who kind of want to know, you know, what can I do in this space?
Yeah.
Thank you, sirs.
I mean, on positive notes, with all the rioting and looting that's going around and all the slander, I mean, there are some peaceful moments during all these protests as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you saw like the image of like the black couple getting married in the middle of the protest.
I saw that.
That was pretty beautiful.
Absolutely. Like
you can't make that stuff up.
No, you can't. I saw in the news. I'm sorry, Niles, you were about to say something. No?
No, I just said that's true. I was just, you know.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Very good. Want to be respectful here. I saw in the news for this 10-year-old, or maybe she's in 10th grade. I kind of mixed the two, but it was here in California, and she went up to an officer. She noticed that he was the officer that worked at her school. They have officers that work at the school.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, and God, I get chill bumps just thinking about it, but the reporter didn't really give us a lot of the backstory, but she noticed it was him. And the way he embraced her by wiping her tears, I'm thinking, mm-hmm. Come on. Wow. Yeah. What a moment. You're talking about good things that come out that have come out thus far. It was just mind blowing for me. It really was.
I understand like the police officers have a job as well. And they have a heart. There is a heart behind the badge. I mean, there were some people who were a little bit crooked. I'll be honest with that.
Bad apples.
That is some bad apples, but there are some good ones too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And we have to remember that too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There was this thing on the video on social media. So there's this guy who has his water guns and he would walk up to the military like officers and slide it next to them and they would just have water gun fights in the middle of the protest.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
He would walk around like New York,
have
two water guns, toss it and say, all right, you ready? Once you pick it up, I'm going to spray you. And so I was watching that post and I like had a genuine smile and my whole face brightened.
I want to see that.
Yeah,
it was just like so pure. I'm like that's first nice. When you watch it, you're like, okay, what's gonna happen? But like it was cool because like the military officers were doing like their own like rolls on the ground. I'm like, whoa.
it was so
pure and
that takes a lot of courage, doesn't it?
He was a black man too, so like I was like, whoa, what's going on? Throwing water guns at the people. Wait a minute.
There we go.
Okay, then maybe you can get him on the show. What do you think?
You put me on the spot and I'm looking it up right now. Yeah.
Very good. Wow. Okay. So there's a lot that's going on, but there's a sliver of hope, right?
There is.
Absolutely. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the hour where we get to introduce and have some good conversation with this woman that I met a few years ago. And I've got to paint this picture because I have never gone up to, as an adult, to a woman or to anybody and said, hey, I'm looking for a friend. I need a friend. And this woman showed herself friendly to me. She has just, when I say revolutionized her life, she's literally taken her life as it was and said, you know what? I'm going to write or rewrite the narrative with God's blessing, because she's a God-fearing woman. But she started a movement, and I had to write it down because I didn't want to mess it up. Help equals sexy. She has a website that is fitsexyme.com, and she's none other than the beautiful, beautiful inside and out Miss Angelique Crockett. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
So excited to be here with you guys.
Thank you. I'm not going to hog the floor, guys, I promise. But I do want to ask, how did you get here from four years ago, you know, to now? You're doing it, lady, and you're to be commended. Thank you for taking a chance on yourself. Thank you for believing in you.
Yeah, well, basically, when I was at the church, when I was at Greater Zion, I was really frustrated by seeing certain things in our community, plaguing my family within the African-American community, more so. And instead of being bothered and not doing something about it, I wanted to move forward with this vision that I had. And I discussed it with Pastor Michael, and he gave me the green light. And really, my passion is what carried me to start that ministry. Not having a team, not having anyone backing me, but just my fire for change, my fire for wanting to see people live the best version of their lives and being able to give them the tools and the resources to be able to do that effectively, while also on my own personal health journey, you know, and just trying to reach certain health goals. And so that really was the foundation of why I wanted to start that ministry. And then later on, it carried over into starting this fitness apparel brand and movement. And I'm so excited about that, because the work that I did at the church really taught consistency and discipline and how to hold on to your faith and your hope when you didn't see any results, when people were not, you know, gravitating, were believing, but you're still giving the information and you're still remaining diligent in that work. And then starting to see it unfold was just like so amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so awesome. Amazing.
Congratulations.
It's still a process. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure. I want to reintroduce the name of your website. Dr. Tunji just said fitsexyme.com. You can't just say it like that. You gotta say fitsexyme. Something like that. You gotta put a little twang on it, you know. You can't just act like it's normal, you know.
I'm sorry, Niles.
Thank you for doing that.
Okay.
Make commercial, Niles. Making commercial.
Yeah. Right. But I'm interested because a lot of times when people hear like sexy or whatever, they think about like the exterior. But for me, it starts from the inside out. You know, and your insides are radiating outside of you, and you might have like a nice physical, you know, shell, but the inner light is what's really shining out.
I'm so glad that you said that, because my whole purpose for starting the brand and the movement was from seeing social media. You know, we're playing with all kinds of images and ideals of what sexy looks like, what size a person has to be sexy. What they wear. And so my whole reasoning for kind of pushing this movement was because I wanted to change the narrative. You know, I wanted to change the definition of what sexy is, because people were doing things that were not healthy, almost detrimental to their health, to reach the unrealistic ideals of what sexy, quote unquote, actually represents. And so I was, again, bothered from things I was seeing portrayed And I wanted to give people a different outlook on what that actually was. So I'm choosing to stand and redefine what sexy actually is. It's not an exterior, you're right. It's about becoming the very best version of yourself and walking that journey to get there. And that whole process, what makes you sexy, what makes you beautiful, learning to love yourself within. So that's real. That was my basis for starting this new brand and movement.
Wow.
For sure. Yeah. How can we help each other? Sorry, KJ, you want to go? Or? How can we help each other redefine, you know, sexy? Because, like, we're in times right now where, excuse me, but you have the fake butts and the fake this and the fake that. And it's becoming normalized in a way. And most of the time it doesn't look normal. It's too big, too this and that. Just throw it away, you know? So, like, how do we remind each other? How do we remind each other, like, that's not what it's about? And get to, like, the substance behind it.
You know what? I think, really, I've had conversations with other friends of mine, women and men as well. I think it's about transparency. I think it's about really open to the fact that some of these issues, you know, I at some point was struggling with trying to aspire to that as well, you know, and really being open and embracing everyone for who they are. And not just, I really even start to grant myself grace, because I think sometimes you're looking to an end goal. We don't celebrate the work that is being done now to try to get there, right?
Because the process.
Every step is important. And I think daily I try to inspire on my story. And when I'm working out, and honest about the times when the days aren't good. I think we have to be honest about that as well. Because every day is not going to be wonderful and joyous, but that's a part of the process to getting to that end result.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead, KJ.
I just want to know, like, if I'm coming in as a client, what is the process like for me to get to my sexy?
Well, you know, when I was more so doing the ministry at the church, I had a whole program kind of lined up with classes and stuff like that. Since I'm kind of diverting onto the brand and the fitness apparel kind of business, if someone is coming to me, and I've had people come and say, you know, can you help me get to a fitness goal? And I'm currently working with my trainer. So what I do is just kind of give them tips and tools of healthy ways of trying to get, maybe they're trying to reach a certain weight loss goal, or maybe they're trying to reach a certain size, or maybe they have something coming up they're trying to aspire to get to. But I just try to help them, give them practical application of things, because I think sometimes when we're overwhelmed with so many steps, you know, of how to reach something, you don't even know how to start. So I think simplifying that, if someone's coming and saying they're trying to lose weight, then we're kind of modifying their diet. We don't want to take everything away because that's overwhelming. And just giving them practical application to get to that step. And then also being their support, because I think that when we have people that are walking side by side, as did for me when she was helping me in the health ministry, and knowing you have that team of support that encourages you daily, I think that is so important to be able to reach the place you're trying to be. And so being diligent with that, being consistent with the people that I'm trying to help to get to that place, I think is most important for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. So let me make sure I understand this. You actually can do consulting also?
I have.
Okay.
Well, my master's degree is in administration, but while I was at the church, people were coming and asking, oh, can you help me and do this? And I always let them know, look, I'm not certified. I don't want to think that I'm a personal trainer, because I don't, but I am in a position to, you know, direct them to certain resources, but there's a lot of people that I know that are in those fields that can help them. So I've just kind of been that vessel to just kind of direct and try to help them to the places that they would need to get to that. You know,
that's so beautiful. So Angel, when you were in that planning stage and you're like, you know what, this is what I'm going to do, this is how it looks like, walk us, if you will, walk us back to that moment in your life where you're like, you know what, I'm not doing it. what was that thing that made you think that way? And obviously you didn't listen to your thoughts because you're right here now, but what does that look like for someone who's listening or watching and want to, you know, create a movement for whatever reason? How can they do this?
Well, we have to be honest to know that when you're in that process of trying to make change, and our, you know, our world right now is kind of in place too, but on those days where things weren't working out or money was scarce or there wasn't a lot of support, the one thing that I held to more than anything was my why, my reason why I was doing this. And the people that ultimately would benefit from what I was doing that I had not even met. So I had to continue to kind of fast forward myself to the place where things would be better. Holding to my faith, holding to my passion and my fire for why I started, because ultimately there's a reason why we start and why we want these movements and change to come. And that sometimes is all you have to hold to. So even when I was discouraged, and even when I had to start over and revamp and readjust, I would always think about my why and also those people that would be blessed by what I was doing. And that's what helped me there. That's what kept me focused to continue to move forward. And it wasn't easy, but always reverting back to that and why would always be what kept me going.
Well, you hear me a lot that I say a lot that when you serve your gift to other people, when you serve your gift to the world, you're right where you're supposed to be. That is exactly what you're doing, babe. You're serving your gift and it's making room for you. Congratulations, man.
Right.
Good for you.
Even then, the smallest of progress is still progress.
It's still progress. Absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you've got t-shirts. What else? What other apparel?
So excited because I just redid my logo. So while we've been in this quarantine craziness, I've really been trying to do my due diligence and just try to revamp. Right?
Yes. We're just
working from home, right? And so I revamped my logo. I'm looking for other screen printing businesses down here because I moved to Long Beach. So I'm looking for places closer that I can connect with. But yeah, we have crop tops. I have sweatshirts. I have t-shirts. I'm looking to get more into, you know, sports bras and bike shorts and things of that as well. So I'm looking for, right now it's kind of hard because the wholesalers are not completely open. But once that opens, I want to definitely connect with hopefully local wholesalers that I can utilize to build inventory. And then once we're, you know, back open, to try to get into some shows or different things where I can kind of really push the movement. So, and do some networking and connecting, because that's where it's at as well. You have to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Man, I'm just, you know, the joy that I'm feeling, thank you, baby, the joy that I'm feeling right now, looking at this woman, and, you know, I'm not telling her business, but your growth, oh, dear God, you're still my angel, but man, it's like you're a businesswoman now. So, how
learning
can
every
people, huh?
Learning every day, learning every single day.
Learning every day. Absolutely. Absolutely. Were you, when you finally kind of put pen to paper and you started writing out your plan and you're using that gift to see the end and now you're at the beginning, you mentioned that you were holding on to your faith, right? Yeah. Now, right. I'm in a world where people oftentimes are faithless. Yeah. They are, I'm sorry. And we encounter people like that. But they're good people, just not exercising what we exercise, you know? What would you say to that individual that say, you don't even understand, honey, I don't have faith, you know, I've got some money, but does it take, and it's just a question, does it take faith when you have money? Ooh, did I ask that? Well, did I ask that question?
You know, what I would say to that?
Yeah.
You do. Because at some point, Tanji, money runs out. Okay? Yeah. And you need something. I believe within myself, I need something bigger than myself to complete what I'm trying to do because it's far greater than I am. Right. Mm. So I can't do the great things that I envision within my own mind by myself. Mm. I have to be holding on to something greater than me. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it takes faith. It takes, you know, sometimes meditation and affirmations daily to be able to continue on those processes, because that journey gets very lonely sometimes.
Yes, it does.
It's very taxing physically, emotionally, mm-hmm. financially. And so if you're just trying to move in your own strength, at some point, you know, you're gonna get worn down. And so holding to my faith, it is what keeps me grounded to be able to continue this work, even when it's hard to do the work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. You know, you got a book coming, right?
more work.
And KJ gave the thumbs up. So it me, or was that you, Niles? Somebody just gave you the thumbs up, lady.
I don't know how to do that yet, but thumbs up.
So, Andrew, how can people that are listening, that like the show and follow the show, and how can they be a support system, get some of your product, just kind of find out where you are and what you're doing and what's next?
Yeah, so you mentioned earlier, the website is Fit Sexy Me, exactly how that's spelled out, all one word, Fit Sexy Me. I'm going to dance to that.
That would be nice, yeah.
Right? And then my Instagram page is @healthy=, and spell out equals sexy, and you can find me there. I do a lot of posting through my story and just other ways to stay connected there, but you can definitely still order. I've been filling orders during quarantine, so you can definitely get product through that. But I am currently working on building inventory, so I have it on hand. Yes. So in case someone wants to, I can definitely get it to them a little bit quicker. So just making those adjustments, and I'm just learning because there's a lot I don't really know about this apparel business. So I'm researching and learning and growing every day so I can be better.
Yeah. Thank you so very much. Seriously, thank you so very much for, as I started saying this, you know, when I introduced you, for really seriously just holding on to your faith, to your vision, and believing not only in your God, our God, but believing in you, because you gotta have some kind of belief in yourself, right?
Yes. I'm answering yes for everybody. Yes. Yes, you got to believe it. Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we lost her, but.
Okay. I thought she was just looking at us like.
I was
like, yes, I answer for all of us.
Like I said, there she is. Yes. I was giving you the final
lagging a little bit.
No, that's okay. Thank you so much, Angel. Man, thank you. Thank you. Fit Sexy Me. Thank you. Thank you. Seriously. Showing us how it's done.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, baby. So before we go, I just kind of want to make certain that for all of those who come to the show for principles and what have you, remember, doing a good thing, it's good, but you always want to be on the side of right, okay? Watch what you say, watch how you act, and watch what you're thinking about, because that really does play an important role in being white and righteous and in direct communication with God. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful to Niles. I'm grateful to KJ for being here. I don't want them to ever feel, you guys, ever feel like I'm taking it for granted or lightly, because mm-hmm. you truly are a blessing, not only to me, but to this show. And it needs to be told publicly. So with that, don't forget that you can keep up with us at Dr. Tanji Show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Mondays we have Talk to Tanji, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we're right in the throes of a gentleman that is truly living out his creed and about to launch his business on a whole other platform that's just going to be revolutionary. It is. So that's our show. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, KJ. Thank you, Miles. And thank you, listeners. And of course, LA Talk Radio.
There we go. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott.